Meanwhile, the federal government has released the terms of its proposal for a trial of mandatory pre-commitment technology in the ACT. The offer, which totals about $38 million in funding, is now in the hands of the clubs. Critics say it's just a delaying tactic that won't work. Here's George Roberts.
Anti-gambling campaigner Tim Costello doesn't believe the trial will work.
Look, I think trials are just a way to slow down reform. The trial of a mandatory pre-commitment card where people can slip across the border into Queanbeyan, I think will be dragged out by the industry just to really block reform.
But the government isn't prepared to entertain other options. Jenny Macklin is the Federal Families Minister.
It was the recommendation of the Productivity Commission that we do a trial of mandatory pre-commitment to see what the impact would be, and that's exactly the advice that we're taking.
Andrew Wilkie, Senator Xenophon, the Greens and anti-pokies campaigners like Tim Costello all favour limiting machines to $1 bets. Why didn't you try to get support for that instead?
Well, those people that you've just spoken about also support pre-commitment technology and, of course, the recommendation from the Productivity Commission inquiry into problem gambling was to introduce pre-commitment technology and to do a trial of mandatory pre-commitment.
So clubs in the ACT are now considering an offer of about $38 million worth of government support in exchange for making punters limit how much money they can put into pokies. But there are still no details about how the trial would in fact measure the impact on problem gambling. Jenny Macklin again.
Well, we haven't started the trial yet. We've made an offer and we expect over the next 9 months to do all the preparatory work, including the design of the evaluation.
When do you expect to get a response from the clubs in the ACT, and does it require all the clubs to be on board?
We're negotiating with Clubs ACT. They've just sent the offer out to their members, so I certainly hope we'll get a positive response as soon as possible.
Could it be within the week or would it take months?
Just as soon as possible. I would expect it to be very shortly.
No idea at all, or you haven't put a time frame to them?
Put a time frame on it.
If they get an answer soon, the trial would run from next year to early 2014, and the success or otherwise would take another few months to assess.
George Roberts. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has been speaking on ABC Radio this morning, and a short time ago she was asked for more details about the ACT trial by RN's Fran Kelly.
As I understand it, the clubs involved will get $36 million of taxpayers' money to offset, amongst other things, offset losses that might arise from the trial. So, if I'm right, you're giving money to the clubs who make millions and millions and millions of dollars out of pokies and people's losses to do this. A lot of people are pretty unhappy about that thought.
Well, Fran, once again, real world, let's have a look at the facts. We need the cooperation of the clubs in order to have the trial.
But you really need to offset them for the losses? I mean,
Fran, real world, we need the cooperation of the clubs to have the trial. If you were a club owner, you would be saying to government, well, you know, I'm prepared to help with a trial, but what about the costs? What about my losses? What circumstance am I going to be in? So we've got to make an arrangement with them, which means we've got their cooperation for the trial. To go down the path you're suggesting, where you don't give them full compensation, would equal having no trial.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, speaking a short time ago to RN's Fran Kelly.